This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, August 27, 2010. Wind. The passage is from John 3. You cannot tell where the wind comes or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. A refreshing breeze can make a hot summer day enjoyable. Even though we can't see the wind, we can feel it, hear it, and watch what it does. Jesus calls us to think of the Spirit of God as a kind of wind. In Genesis 1, we read of the Spirit hovering over the waters, creating order where once there was chaos. Human beings are but dust of the ground until God blows His wind into us, making us living beings. As the Spirit breathed original life, so the Spirit gives us rebirth, new life. Jesus says, "No one can see the kingdom of God without being born again." We do not have to re-enter our mother's wombs to experience rebirth. Yet the results will be obvious and visible. Reborn people humbly value others above themselves, are quick to forgive, patient, kind, gentle, faithful, good, and self-controlled, have a peace that goes beyond understanding, and have an infectious joy and desire to share the good news of salvation. There have been many powerful and moving testimonies of the Spirit blowing where it pleases. Why not share with neighbors and friends your own personal story of the Spirit's wind blowing in and through your life? Let's pray. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love the way you love and do what you would do. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.